The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Happy New Year, and to ring in the new year, we're going to be talking about the iPhone X. What's gone and what's new? That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Unless you've been living under a rock the last several months, you know that the new iPhone X was recently released. Well, as predicted, AppleViz.com has released a review of the accessibility features on this phone. The article is entitled iPhone X Review. There are some adjustments and compromises, but I can't imagine going back. And this article was submitted by David Godwin. This time last year, those potentially in the market for a new iPhone were probably caught up in the hand-wringling that followed Apple's decision to drop the headphone jack from the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. 12 months on, and most of us would probably look back and wonder what all the fuss was about. Of course, this should come as no surprise, as Apple has a track record of successfully asking us to accept and adapt to the loss of technologies that we may have considered essential. The floppy drive, optical drive, and, now arguably, the smartphone's 3.5mm headphone jack are just some of the examples where Apple has been a driving force in making technologies legacy status. With the launch of the iPhone X, Apple is again telling us that technology has moved on. With its near bezel-less design, the iPhone X marks the end of what has probably been the iconic face of the phone since its launch in 2007, and that's the home button. The retirement of the home button also brings with it another significant change, either by design or necessity, and that's the replacement of the fingerprint recognition scanner with the facial recognition scanner. Compared to last year's reaction of the loss of the headphone jack, the response to the dropping of the Touch ID in favor of the Face ID has been far more muted. However, there still have been widespread concerns over the potential security and user experience of Face ID. I have been fortunate enough to have had the opportunity to live with an iPhone X for the past few days, and now want to share some of my experiences and early thoughts. Although there is much more to the iPhone X than no home button and the introduction of Face ID, these were the changes which I was most keen to experience and explore. The reason was a simple one. I expected these changes to be the changes which could potentially most affect my use and user experience of the iPhone X compared to previous iPhone models. It already appears that adapting to these changes will not present any significant problems in practical terms. However, I was slower in accepting what, for me as a blind user, is an increased risk to my security and privacy from the dropping of the Touch ID in favor of Face ID. My personal situation and typical use case have allowed me to mostly accept this, but this may not be the case for all blind iPhone users. If, like me, you do decide to adapt and accept them, the iPhone X is likely to make you a very happy iPhone user. Over the past 10 years, the iPhone's home button has evolved to become something of a Swiss Army knife, serving as a number of uses, such as waking and unlocking the phone, bringing you back to the home screen, triggering the app switcher, housing the Touch ID fingerprint sensor, making Apple Pay payments, and summoning Siri. Since Apple brought its VoiceOver screen reader to the iPhone on the 3GS in 2009, the home button has also been the means by which the iPhone, along with the iPad and iPod Touch, can be instantly transformed from what otherwise might, for the blind, be little more than an expensive paperweight. However, once Apple had made the decision that the iPhone X would have ultra-slim bezels, the fate of the home button as we knew it was sealed, although nobody seriously suggested that this would make the iPhone X less accessible to the blind than previous phone models, there has naturally been speculation on how Apple would accommodate the lack of that Swiss Army knife. Most of the functions of the home button, including the triple-click accessibility shortcut, have simply been relocated on the iPhone X to its side button, which is what Apple is calling on the iPhone X the power button. So, other than needing some memory retraining, it should be easy to make the adjustments. The exceptions are the single click to go to the home screen and the two clicks in rapid succession to trigger the app switcher, both of which have now been replaced with gestures. I was keen to learn what this would mean for me as a VoiceOver user, as the home button clicks were so much a part of my routine use of the iPhone. You can access the home screen by swiping up from anywhere along the bottom edge of the display. An indicator is displayed at the bottom of the screen over the app's interface to offer a hint about its interaction. Gestures replacing clicks. The new VoiceOver gesture to go to the home screen or open the app switcher on the iPhone X is simple and extremely elegant. If ever I had any concerns regarding what Apple would do to replace those home button clicks, they have been completely blown away. I have just one suggestion for those of you who will be finding this out for yourselves in the near future. Do not approach your first use of this gesture thinking that it will be anything other than simple. If you do overthink what might be involved, there's a possibility that this will negatively affect your initial experience and results. Just place the tip of your finger on the bottom edge of the iPhone X, slide up the screen, receive the haptic feedback, and enjoy. It's probably also worth mentioning at this point that I have found that having a case on the iPhone X does not interfere with performing the new slide gestures. This is a great relief, as the cost to replace the front display or glass back of the iPhone X makes the thought of using it without a case very scary and potentially an expensive decision. Another new VoiceOver gesture. There is a new voiceover gesture for accessing the control center and cover sheet. The process is similar to that used on the iPhone X to go to the home screen or app switcher. But instead of sliding from the bottom edge of the iPhone, you slide your finger down from the top edge. In this case, lifting at the first instance of haptic feedback will open the control center. Continue sliding to the second instance of haptic feedback, and then lifting your finger will take you to the cover sheet. Much like the other new gesture, it's a breeze once you have figured it out. However, if you prefer to go old school, you can currently still use the three-finger swipe down on the status bar to open the cover sheet, or up for the control center. I say currently, not because I know that it's going away, but because it does seem reasonable to expect that at some point Apple engineers may question the value and efficiency in having multiple gestures doing the same thing. During the launch event, Apple demonstrated a way of switching between apps on the iPhone X, and that's to simply swipe left or right on the display. VoiceOver users have been able to do this for some time by using a four-finger swipe, so I was hoping, and quietly confident, that it would still be the case. And indeed, it is. Closing thoughts on missing that home button. Living without a home button hasn't been as painful as I had anticipated. Yes, my thumb still feels a little lost at times, and I find myself having to stop muscle memory taking my thumb to where it still expects there to be a home button. However, the relocated actions and new gestures are already starting to come more naturally and without thought. Give it a few more weeks, and I suspect that picking up an older phone will feel strange, awkward, and have my thumb again knowing not where to go and what to do. What this doesn't mean, however, is that I find the iPhone X experience to be an unqualified improvement on life with a home button. This isn't criticism of the new voiceover gestures, as it's very clear that a lot of time and thought has been devoted to them by Apple. In most uses, I already prefer them to the home button clicks. There are even some times when I find myself performing those gestures for no other reason than being entertained by the audible and haptic feedback. However, there are still occasions when I find myself missing the speed, simplicity, and intuitiveness of a button click. Will my opinion change over the coming weeks and months as these new gestures become more natural and muscle memory fades? My head is already saying yes, but my heart keeps saying, oh, but the home button. I think I know which one will win, and that's the one which has me enjoying playing with the new gestures just for the kick of it. Of course, the removal of the home button doesn't only mean that there are some relocated actions and new gestures to learn. It also means there is a whole new method of biometric authentication to experience. Goodbye, finger. Hello, face. The removal of the home button and the Touch ID sensor that it housed must presumably have presented Apple with technical challenges and some tough decisions to make. Some seemingly unlikely rumors went as far as suggesting that this might result in the iPhone X shipping with no biometric authentication. Far more credible rumors and alleged part leaks suggest that Apple considered and tested several different possible methods of retaining Touch ID on the iPhone X, including having a Touch ID sensor embedded in its screen, on its back panel, or even incorporated into the side button. We may never know how close any of these actually came to being a reality, but either by design or for technical reasons, Apple decided that the iPhone X would drop Touch ID in favor of Face ID. As its name suggests, Face ID is a form of biometric authentication using facial recognition. The True Depth camera system in the iPhone X uses advanced technologies to accurately map the geometry of your face. According to Apple, this technology is some of the most advanced hardware and software that we've ever created. The True Depth camera captures accurate face data by projecting and analyzing over 30,000 invisible dots to create a depth map of your face, and also captures an infrared image of your face. A portion of the A11 Bionic Chip's neural engine, protected within the secure enclave, transforms the depth map and infrared image into a mathematical representation and compares that to the representation of the enrolled facial data. Face ID automatically adapts to changes in your appearance, such as wearing cosmetic makeup or growing facial hair. If there is a more significant change in your appearance, like shaving a full beard, Face ID confirms your identity by using your passcode before it updates your face data. Face ID is designed to work with hats, scarves, glasses, contact lens, and many sunglasses. Furthermore, it's designed to work indoors, outdoors, and even in total darkness. The result is the ability to securely unlock your iPhone X by allowing it a glance of your face. You can use it to authorize purchases from the iTunes Store, App Store, iBook Store, and payments with Apple Pay. Developers can also allow you to use Face ID to sign into their apps. Essentially, it does everything which Touch ID does on other Apple products. Until security experts have the opportunity to thoroughly examine and test facial recognition on the iPhone X, much of the current opinion on the accuracy, robustness, and security of Face ID is based upon speculation. The somewhat checkered track record of facial recognition on some Android phones, and what Apple has told us. When launching the iPhone X, Apple stated that Face ID is incredibly accurate and secure, and that there's a 1 in a million chance of a passerby on the street gaining access to your iPhone, compared to a 1 in 50,000 chance with Touch ID. They went on to say that the Face ID system cannot be fooled by photos, videos, or any other kind of 2D medium thanks to the way faces are measured in 3D. Writing for Forbes, J.V. Chanery claims that there is currently no evidence to prove that Face ID is more secure than Touch ID, regardless of what Apple says. Understanding why Face ID isn't more secure involves being able to distinguish between absolute and relative security. Although face recognition is absolutely better than no protection at all, it's not relatively more secure than Touch ID. The stats are mathematical misdirection to hide a leap in logic, as comparing those numbers isn't relevant to security. Unless the figure is really low, say 1 in 100, then it doesn't matter how many random people it takes to accidentally unlock your phone. The issue is whether a particular person, say a thief, could deliberately access your device. And this is where we come to a very specific and real concern for blind iPhone users. Face ID may make it easier for criminals or wannabe pranksters to unlock your iPhone X without your knowledge than would be the case with Touch ID. To start using Face ID, you need to first enroll your face. You may do this during the initial setup process or at a later time by going to Settings, Face ID, and Passcode. To unlock your iPhone X using Face ID, simply glance at it. Face ID requires that the TrueDepth camera sees your face, whether your iPhone X is lying on a surface or holding it in a natural position. The TrueDepth camera has a similar range of view as when you take a photo or make a FaceTime call with the front camera. Face ID works best when the device is arm's length or less from your face. The TrueDepth camera is intelligently activated. For example, by raising to wake your iPhone X, tapping to wake your screen, or from an incoming notification that wakes the screen. Each time you unlock your iPhone X, the TrueDepth camera recognizes you by capturing accurate depth data and an infrared image. This information is matched against the stored mathematical representation to authenticate. For some blind people, the nature of their vision impairment means that they are physically unable to satisfy the above-mentioned requirements to glance at the iPhone when using Face ID. It comes as no surprise that Apple has considered and allowed for this with its implementation of facial recognition by providing the following option within the iOS accessibility settings. If you don't want Face ID to require that you look with your eyes open at iPhone X, you can open Settings, General, Accessibility, and disable Require Attention for Face ID. This is automatically disabled if you enable VoiceOver during initial setup. For those who do choose or need to disable the Face ID requirement to be looking at the iPhone, Face ID offers to be as convenient as Touch ID, but in my opinion, it's unlikely to be as secure. Okay, that's not technically accurate. As stated earlier, in regard to the underlying biometric authentication method, Apple claims that it's 20 times less likely that somebody will be able to accidentally unlock your iPhone with Face ID than it would be with Touch ID. What will make your iPhone X less secure is that disabling the requirement to be looking at it could make it much easier for somebody to unlock it without you being aware. Whether it's in a busy coffee shop, when sitting at your work desk, or while sleeping, there will be times and circumstances when somebody may be able to pick up your iPhone and hold it close to your face without you knowing. I will go further and say that there is a strong argument that Face ID is a retrograde step in terms of security and privacy for all blind iPhone users. Regardless of whether you have the requirement to be looking at the iPhone enabled or disabled. Depending upon personal circumstances, it's possible to imagine scenarios in which Face ID makes it easier for somebody to trick a blind person into unlocking their iPhone without them being aware than would be the case with Touch ID. Put simply, it's more likely that you can make me look at my iPhone without me realizing than to have me touch it without knowing. Realistically, though, it's difficult to know what Apple could do to mitigate this increased risk once the decision had been made to drop Touch ID in favor of Face ID. The options which immediately come to mind for me would all involve an extra authentication step that would negate the benefit of biometric authentication and leave me thinking that I might as well just be using a passcode. One thing that Apple has done is to add an unlock sound effect and vibration for VoiceOver users. It's something, and something which may be enough to alert you to that criminal or wannabe prankster in some situations. In my opinion, Face ID is a greater security and privacy risk for blind iPhone users than Touch ID. However, because each person's situation and use case will be unique, I am certainly not going to make a blanket statement that this should be a reason not to purchase an iPhone X. It's simply something that people need to consider and determine whether their own circumstances and thoughts on the potential risks make it relevant or important to them. If you get an iPhone X, one obvious way of not exposing yourself to any increased security and privacy risks is to simply not enable Face ID. You will lose its convenience and will have to rely on passcodes and passwords. You will also not be able to use Apple Pay. Depending on circumstances, personal use case, and priorities, this may be the desired solution for some. If you do decide to use Face ID, there are some precautions that you can take to protect against others unlocking your iPhone without your knowledge. One of these was shared by Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, who responded to a concerned user's email about the Face ID system. If you grip the buttons on both sides of the phone, it will temporarily disable Face ID. Apple documents a number of additional circumstances which will require you to enter a passcode to unlock your iPhone X. So these may be worth remembering for times when you find yourself concerned about others unlocking it. The device has just been turned on or restarted. The device hasn't been unlocked for more than 48 hours. The passcode hasn't been used to unlock the device in the last 6.5 days, and Face ID hasn't unlocked the device in the last 4 hours. Or, the device has received a remote lock command. Or, after 5 unsuccessful attempts to match a face. Also, after initiating power off / emergency SOS by pressing and holding either volume button and the side button simultaneously for 2 seconds. Additionally, if your iPhone X is lost or stolen, you can prevent Face ID from being used to unlock it with Find My Phone Lost Mode. Perhaps a good footnote to this section is a reminder that a strong passcode known only by you and not written down anywhere will always be more secure than both fingerprint and facial recognition. So, if security is more important to you than convenience, this should probably be your method of authentication. Depending upon where you live, a passcode might also provide you greater legal protection than biometric authentication. What I will say is that, in my opinion, Apple's decision not to inform VoiceOver users during the setup of Face ID that they need to be looking at the iPhone has automatically been disabled is ill-judged. Quite simply, when it comes to security and privacy, Apple needs to ensure that people are in a position to make informed decisions for themselves on anything which may negatively affect this. Looking beyond the missing home button and Face ID, I enjoy what is for me the best experience I have ever had to date as a blind iPhone user. The iPhone X screen is responsive to input, I am feeling the benefit of that extra screen real estate, and VoiceOver is fast and responsive. There's still a lot more for me to explore and experience with the iPhone X, but based upon everything so far, it's extremely hard to imagine that I will find anything which will have me wanting to go back to my iPhone 6S. Out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.triangleReadingService.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.